Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I found a wonderful quote by Pat Riley, the basketball coach, and listen to what Pat Riley has to say about winning and allowing yourself to move forward in the right way. He said, "The only goal I would like this team to achieve is to become the hardest working team in the league. I don't know if that is going to translate into wins, but that is where you start." Think about what you would like to change for the better in your life today, my friends, and ask yourself, am I ready to start? Am I ready to move into the direction of change for the better? Pat Riley also said this, "Challenge is nothing more than upping the ante." So maybe we are raising the stakes of the consequence of what not winning is all about. Now, what do? We want to up our ante. We want to up it in the right way. We up the ante of our experience in life when we commit ourselves to being the best students we can be. Unending teachability. The Zen Buddhists refer to it as emptying your cup. In the Bible we read, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The meek are the teachable. Teachability. What an important thing to understand. What an important thing to be in this thing called life. The more I know, the more I know there's more to know. Teachability in action. This is the real meaning of the biblical statement, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The meek, again, are the teachable. Dr. Fenwick Holmes, the elder brother of Dr. Ernest Holmes, was my teacher and friend. He stated this, "The best teacher is the one who teaches in such a way that his students can replace him." This has been a guideline for me for the past 34 years. The Tri-City Church of Religious Science, which is now the Center for Spiritual Living, started 34 years ago in 1975. Dr. Fenwick Holmes had a great deal to do with that. You see, my friends, every good teacher celebrates every student who chooses to be part of the positive growth experience. We have an opportunity, and that is to, if we want to use a biblical concept, to roll away the stone of doubt and fear and confusion and limited self-definition, to roll away the stone of ignorance and move into the light of self-realization. We do this when we discover within ourselves the great faculty of affirming the best of ourselves, to know it's good enough to be true, the great faculty of affirmative embodiment is ours, always ready to come forth, and our challenge is to use it wisely. As we open our eyes to the truth, we know that we are not bound by any of the effects of false concepts we observe in our world before the present moment we're in. This is a new morning, a new day. Psychologists tell us that the way we spend the first few minutes after we wake up in the morning will dictate the way we're going to feel the rest of the day. You see, each of us have within us the power to learn whatever we need to learn to rise above all negation and stand firm in positive faith. Abraham Lincoln affirmed, "I will study and prepare, and someday my chance will come. Someday my chance will come." Meister Eckhart made a statement once that God only beget one son that is forever begetting itself in everyone. This disturbed the church government he was involved in at the time, and they spent 150 years in a trial for him and finally excommunicated him. It broke his heart. But this concept that there is one power that created everything out of itself, and that power, as Jesus said, is love, is infinite intelligence, is right where you are. It made you out of itself, and it has never made anyone else. You know, it's the old idea, you know, when God made me, God was on a roll. Well, think about that. You are unique and beautiful and wonderful and special in so many ways, And our challenge again, over and over and over again, is to judge not by appearance, but to judge right judgment so that we can move forward, celebrating the uniqueness that we are and giving it to the world. Because, my friends, the world needs more love. It needs more intelligent logic. It needs more celebration of the truth of being instead of some religious dogma that separates people. How about the spiritual truth that binds us all together? To get to the core of God, said Meister Eckhart, to get to the core of God at his greatest, one must first get into the core of himself at the least. For no one can know God who has not first known himself. Go to the depths of the soul, the secret place of the Most High, to the roots, to the heights, for all that God can do is focused there. Thank you, Meister Eckhart. The mystic minds of the age, my friends, have all known in him we live and move and have our being. I am that which thou art that which I am. This is what the universe is saying to all of us. Most people are grasping at life like a fish out of water, when all the time what they need for sustenance and healthy development is all around them. No person can reveal to you aught but that which already lies half asleep in the dawning of your knowledge, said Khalil Gibran. By way of intelligent religion, we can each underscore God's gift to itself as us and demonstrate through our creative abilities the greatness beyond anything we have ever known before. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great grandfather of the New Thought movement, he stated this: learning depends on the learner. No more truth can be conveyed than the popular mind can bear. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, advised his students, "The more I know, the more I know, there's more to know." My friends, let us today make up our mind to up our ante, to raise our consciousness, to use our intelligence and our talents for the glory of God, for the glory of infinite intelligence. In us, as us, it knows, again, what to do and how to do it if we let go and let it do it. We're told to let go and let God, not make God or make a deal with God or coerce God or crowbar God, but to let God. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 459, we read these words: we should be wise in the ways of the world as well as imbued with divine wisdom. We are not to mistake a counterfeit for the real, nor accept every person's doctrine lest we disagree. Now, maybe you have a challenge in life. Maybe your challenge is everything is really great and now you're ready for it to get better, because you see the good is always waiting to get better all the time. So you move forward. There are many, many lessons that give us clear understanding and guidelines and a blueprint of how to do this. If we look at the story of Job now, you think you got problems. just read Job sometime. It's some of the greatest literature ever written, but Job never happened. It was a story to illustrate a principle. Now, Job was what? He was beset by about as many negatives as you can think of, and he was experiencing them over and over and over again until what happened? He became wise. He tells us in Job 22:21, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Now, over and over again, we see in the Judeo-Christian teaching, seek ye first the kingdom and all else shall be added. And the same teaching is a golden thread that's in every religion on this planet. You see, when we acquaint ourselves with anything, we become the thing we acquaint ourselves with. So if you're going to acquaint yourself with something, why not acquaint yourself with peace? Why not acquaint yourself with intelligence, universal intelligence, with a definition of yourself that's greater than any definition you've ever had before? If you, for example, acquaint yourself with golf, well, just reading about golf will not produce a good golfer. It is the starting point, which you need to get out there and swing a few clubs at a few balls and get yourself acquainted with what it means more than just reading about it. No matter what you choose to do, say you want to become a doctor. Well, medical school is fine, but how many of you would let somebody operate on you or perform anything that has to do with a medical treatment that had only read books about it? You see, just knowing about something is not enough. You need to know as it knows. And the same thing not only is true with every profession and everything that you do in life, it is also true with a spiritual principle that operates through everyone, no matter what they call themselves and no matter what religion they think they belong to. The universe can only operate through us at the level of our belief. This is why, again, and I've said this before on the radio program, every religion and everybody in every religion proves the God they believe in because the power says yes to the concept. Therefore, whatever you believe God is, it will act that way in your world. How about the concept of Jesus and his wonderful and beautiful concept? This is why in New Thought we look at Jesus as the great example, not the great exception. He said, "Our Father," that's plural to infinity. He also said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, the outer experience as it is in heaven," which is the inner experience. And who's responsible for your inner experience? You tell yourself how to feel, even if you're blaming it on somebody else. So if you want to go to medical school and become a doctor, that's fine. If you're willing to do everything that is required beyond just knowing about it. If we associate with limited thinking people, with losers, if we associate ourselves with people who are always looking for problems, guess what? We become like them. However, if we walk with wise people and share our life with wise people and look at happy people and find out how they think and think like them, we shall become wise. We shall become happier. We shall become problem releasers and answer finders. Who better than to acquaint yourself with than the divine expression of God, the infinite life of God, the infinite intelligence of God, the infinite love of God? When we study divine mind, when we study infinite intelligence, what happens? We become more like it. Therefore, more imbued with such qualities of God as peace and wisdom and joy and love and abundance and prosperity and health. The great teachers have taught when we become pure in heart and mind, we make a contribution to humanity. I think every great teacher, every great thinking teacher who's ever lived has pointed that out. Why? Because our wisdom, which is God's wisdom, brings peace and a sense of well-being to all people, everyone we encounter. So today, my friends, I have a challenge for you. And the challenge is, in love and thanksgiving, allow yourself to seek and find greater union with divine awareness, with spiritual understanding. At our Center for Spiritual Living, every class we teach, every Wednesday night lesson, every Sunday morning lesson at 9:30 and 11:30, Wednesday night at 7:30, every lesson we teach is designed to be presented in such a way and communicate in such a way that everyone coming, whether it's near in Fremont or from far away, that the people who come will say, "I'm really glad I was there." Why? Because we want to introduce everyone to a greater idea of themselves. You see, your wisdom benefits you. Your wisdom benefits you and everybody in your life, everybody you contact. Health is a result. Abundance is the result. Creative ideas, greater expression of your talent, that's all the result of making up your mind to do this and to be this in action. In Matthew 13:12, it says, "For whomsoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath." Now, what is this talking about? It's talking about consciousness. It's what we've been talking about all morning. If you have the consciousness of abundance, it will multiply. If you have the consciousness of lack, that will multiply. Dr. Holmes says on page 450 of the Science of Mind textbook, unless one conceives of himself as possessing good things, he will not possess them. Doesn't that make sense? Cause as effect.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Dr. Ernest Holmes said these words, "We get clearer in understanding when we choose to be clarity in action." Now, what is this talking about? It's talking about recognizing the truth of yourself and allowing yourself to describe the application of that truth to your world. And when you use affirmative prayer, let your words in affirmative prayer describe what is already true. Don't use your words to try to make something happen. Now, the universe is the supply. Divine mind is the spiritual abundance that we are all part of, and we are all heir to it, as we are told. And here's something you need to know and know you know. No one is rejected. No one in this universe is rejected. These people who come up with a concept of God that rejects them are just using an excuse to reject themselves and using God as the reason for it. This universe doesn't reject you. You're not deprived in any way. You are one with the unlimited power of God. And what are we told? With God, all things are possible, not some things. We are also told it is done unto us as we believe. And when we believe in our inheritance and claim it, we experience unlimited good, my friends. It's ready, willing, and able to become your life right now. But it won't do it until you do it. It cannot give you more. A lot of people sit around like somebody sitting in a fireplace, in front of a fireplace on a cold day saying, "Give me heat and I'll give you wood." How are you fueling your life, my friends? Do you remember the classic account of the man who had failed and he wound up on the streets and he was sleeping outdoors and he begged for food and he suffered a great, great hardship until one day lawyers finally located him and informed him that he inherited a massive fortune which had been waiting for him for a long, long time. All he had to do was claim it. This man, who in truth was rich, lived a poor existence because he did not know of his inheritance. That's the only reason he didn't have it. I love it. There was a cartoon once. It was really a mind bender, and it was funny, but it was also teaching a great lesson. The cartoon had someone lying on a park bench with newspaper over him trying to keep warm and flies buzzing around his head. And as he's lying there, he looks up and there's somebody driving by in a brand new Mercedes or Cadillac or something. And he looks and sees this man driving by in the new car. And he says to himself, "There, except for me, go I." Well, look at the happiest people you know, people, and just allow yourself to affirm and know, "There, except for me, go I." Look at something that your heart desires. And remember, you know, if you're trying to get rid of desire, that's a desire, so get rid of it. And allow yourself to understand that desire is the divine urge. There's something within everyone who wants to know more and do more and be more and give more, receive more, celebrate more, love more, be loved more. This is a natural sequence of events in every human being on this planet. So when you allow yourself to know this, you will know that, again, like the man who in truth was rich, lived a poor existence. He did this because, again, he did not know about his inheritance. Well, I got news for you people. All of you have an inheritance. Your challenge is to claim it. When we accept our divine inheritance, what happens? We shall have developed a rich consciousness, and to us it shall be given. It shall be given when we know it is already ours. So today, with love and thanksgiving and, you know, an attitude of gratitude, recognize that divine mind is the cause, and you are right now accepting your inheritance, that abundance is yours, because you believe in infinite intelligence, desire to bestow upon you all that it has. Right now, move from lack to plenty in any area of your life that you need to increase. If you need more prosperity as health, as positive right action, as success, as new ideas, as right relationship, and always keep in mind your relationship with everyone else is an evolving experience of your relationship with yourself, from yourself, through yourself, to yourself. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Isn't that what we've been talking about? You see, don't just stand there and knock on the door. Open it up. One of my students pointed out that they begin to observe that one little negative thought may not make much of an impact, but enough of them, if you combine them together, can cause something unpleasant to happen. And we all know this is true. And you can turn that around and say, okay, well, that's maybe true, but how can we apply the lesson? The lesson is, one little positive thought may not do very much good, but if you put a whole bunch of positive thoughts together, you may find yourself in a joyous experience. In fact, I will guarantee that you will find yourself in a joyous experience, celebrating your health, celebrating your relationship with yourself, with your family, with your friends, celebrating your church, your community, your life, your ongoingness, whatever it is. You see, a positive tendency of thought provides what? It provides a climate in which we attract into our life the good we desire and better. Today, begin with the idea that massive unexpected good is good enough to be true and ready to fill your life in unexpected and wonderful ways. No one ever saw a successful, happy, or carefree person who lived in a cloud of doom and gloom, my friends. A positive tendency of thought is good enough to be true when we know it and know we know it. And this positive tendency of thought is the key to successful living, to prosperous living, to positive living. It is the power of positive purpose in action. Every chapter of my book is dedicated to the awakening of this state of consciousness and how to do it. You see, when we have a positive tendency going on as our daily experience, when it becomes our natural habit pattern as far as thinking is concerned, this positive tendency is something that we recognize, and by it and through it, we become what? Healthy, wise, and wealthy. Isn't that a great way to be? Healthy, wise, and wealthy. Now, how about today, letting go and letting yourself affirm and know that you are a prize, that anybody that has you in their life is the most fortunate person on this planet, that whether it's at work, home, play, church, school, whatever it is, that if you're there, something wonderful is there, because something wonderful is happening right now, and that something wonderful that's happening is you. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Have a great day today, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Is the current state of the economy causing you stress? In truth, there is only one economy, divine economy. If you would like to transcend recession thinking and move into freedom, I invite you to join me this Sunday morning at 9:30 for my lecture entitled God's Economy. At 11:30, Dr. J, my wonderful husband, will be speaking on Harness the Power of One. Our guest musician this Sunday is celebrated artist James Higgins from San Diego, who has been described by critics as a superb vocalist. James will sing at both services and offer his brand new Hot Off the Press CD for sale afterwards. During the month of July, the focus for our Wednesday evening forum is Mastering Your Mind. Our midweek service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Tonight, on Wednesday, July 8th, we continue with How to Master Harmony. Next week, on Wednesday, July 15th, our topic is How to Master Success. On Wednesday, July 22nd, we are looking at How to Master Love. And finally, on Wednesday, July 29th, we conclude our series with How to Master Your Dreams. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.